Hello, I am Zara and
Macy,
and you're listening to Walk and Talk.
Today we'll be deep diving into some late night thoughts. Do you want to start off with a bang?
Yes, okay, this is one that keeps me up late at night. All right. You ready?
Yes.
You are not scared of being alone in the dark, but you're scared of not being alone in the dark. Because, like, you're scared of someone being, like, stood right behind you. Like, think about it. Yeah. If you're in a late night walk, you're not scared of just being by yourself.
Yeah.
You are scared of some, like, actual, like, walking up behind you and, like, kidnapping you.
Yeah.
Like, that one's genuinely crazy to me.
True that. That's actually insane.
Okay, here's another crazy one. All right.
Okay.
How are your thoughts made? Like,
oh my God.
How does your thought just, like, sit in your head? How did you create it?
Literally.
How do you remember it?
Yeah. That's, like, another thing. Like, how does your brain not remember what you forgot, but it remembers that you forgot something?
It remembers something? You forgot. Oh my gosh. That one.
That's insane.
Bombastic side eye. I literally be sat there, like, I'm like, oh, I've got a question, teacher, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, oh, forgot my question.
But your brain remembers that you forgot it.
But I remember that I forgot, but I forgot what I forgot.
Literally.
What? It doesn't make sense. Oh my gosh. It's like this thing somebody told me the other day. Mm-hmm. When you die, you get, like, a 7-minute movie in your head or something like that.
That's actually insane.
Like, a 7-minute movie of, like, all of your memories.
Yeah. Like, what if what you're living right now is, like, the preview of what your life's going to be in the next life?
Like, what if, like, oh my God, next life's scary.
What if it's next life's scary. On another planet? Like, this is a level.
Level one?
Level one.
And then when you die, it's like you've completed level one. Or, like, you didn't complete and you have to restart it.
That's insane.
Taking the metaverse, like, to the whole other level.
Yeah.
Like, imagine this is, like, level three or something, and you've already completed level one and two.
So when people get, like, flashbacks of their past life.
Like, deja vu?
Yeah, they're, like, that's what they've already lived.
Yeah.
On a different level.
Man, this is what keeps me up at night. Like,
yes.
My brain, like, what, a 7-minute movie of, like, your core memories? That's literally Inside Out. That is Inside Out, the movie. Like,
oh my God.
We are living the movie Inside Out right now.
Could you imagine if there's, like, actual people controlling us?
Yeah, imagine there's, like, actual, like, anxieties up there somewhere.
Yeah.
And joy. I love joy.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any more for us?
You know me. All right. Okay. So this is one. Right. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. You're one of your friend's mums, like, maybe your enemy, one of your enemy's mums, mm-hmm. has mentioned you as a bad example.
True that.
Like, they've brought you up in some family dinner and just gone, oh, remember Zara? Yeah, the one that jumped off a cliff and encouraged you to with her. Like,
yeah.
That could be a bad example.
Yeah. That's why, like, first impressions are so important.
Yeah.
Because, like,
a good first impression.
Like, say you meet 5 people, but at different times of the day, and they all think of you differently.
Yeah, because they'll all have a different first impression. Because you're not a robot.
Yeah.
You can't. Oh, God, speaking of robots.
Don't even.
Mate, our AI, like, AI is crazy. And think about when we have kids, when we grow up and hit 30 or whatever and have kids, they're just going to be like robots, basically.
Literally.
Like, what if they have chips in their head controlling them? Like,
well, people, so, like, you think about our parents, they probably thought that we were going to have flying cars by now.
Yeah, we didn't make it that far. But we do have self-driving now.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my gosh. Literally, when we grow up, driving will be a talent. Driving is going to become, like, a crazy, like, phenomenon.
Yeah, so when people say, like, drive manual, it's like, if you drive automatic, then
driving would just be crazy.
Yeah, because you're controlling it. But that's the thing, it's like, everyone's saying that AI is just getting information from what's already been put on the internet.
Yeah.
But then how does it come up with new things? No, how do people come up with new things?
Yeah.
Like, a new invention.
Because you, like, how is your brain, same with the colours, you know, people, like, I've just invented a new colour. How do you invent a new colour?
That's like chameleons, isn't it? Like, I don't know, and they see, like, 700 or something like that.
Yeah,
more
and
colours
there's,
than
there's people that can see more colours than the regular eye.
Yeah.
Like, some people are seeing, like, thousands of, like, millions, whatever, different colours, and you can't see them.
It's like colourblind people.
I was literally about to say colourblindness.
They don't know what we're seeing. Like, imagine if we're all seeing something different right now, but we just have the same word to that thing. It's that's insane.
I don't, and, like, the way, like, who just thought, a guitar, that's called a guitar.
Yeah. Like, who came up with words?
Who was like, I'ma just name a water bottle a water bottle?
Yeah, because you think about it, before the countries, like, found out that other people lived on, no, scrap that one. How did people figure out that there were other people living on different continents?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be terrifying?
Imagine you just thought you were on a world by yourself, and then you rock up to Europe, and there's people there.
Yeah.
You yourself.
Survival of the fittest, literally. It's insane.
Right. Any more interesting things that keep you up?
Oh, of course. So you think about, like, a water bottle. It's a bottle full of water. Or, like, ice cream. is cream that's been iced.
Oh my gosh. Earring. A ring in your ear.
Yeah.
There's so many of these. Like
backpack. It's a pack on your bag.
Oh my gosh. There's someone's a pencil case. A case that holds pencils.
Oh my god. A notepad. It's a pad that you write notes on.
See, some of these, like, these ones are like genuinely scare me.
Yeah. But it's like a laptop. It sits on your lap. But what's the top part?
What's the top part? I guess it folds open.
Yeah.
Those ones are weird. Hmm. There's got to be more of these.
There's got to be more. So if anyone has any, write them down.
A bar stool. A stool at a bar. God.
Yeah. A keyboard. It's a board of keys.
Bro, who just thought, like, they would name, like, a keyboard? Like, how is it a key? How is
literally
like, a key on a piano a key?
Because someone must have been, like, really, like, good and, what's it called? Like, influential to say to everyone, oh, this is called a table.
Yeah.
I know you stay up at night, so do you have any more?
Yes, all right. Okay, no matter how hard you try, there will pretty much always be someone better than you.
Literally.
You can try as hard as you want in, let's say, running, like 100-meter sprint,
yeah.
And think Usain Bolt. He's better than you. Like, that's obviously one person's gonna have to be the best.
Yeah.
But like, you will never be the best at something.
Yeah, but then who's like actually the best person? Because would they have that same mindset?
You know what's crazy? This one's weird. Okay, think weightlifters, think spotters. Can you have someone like obviously you can have someone weaker spotting you, but what if you had like strongest guy in the world, he's trying to hit a PB?
Yeah.
Who's spotting him?
Oh my god.
Because the person spotting him's gonna be weaker.
Yeah, because he's the strongest man in the world.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But strongest man in the world, someone's going to be stronger than him.
Yeah, they just not made themselves known.
Yeah, they just haven't, or maybe they're not born yet. But there will be someone that will be better.
Oh my god.
What was the other one we had? We had a really good one as well.
The amount of people that are older than you will never go up.
Never go up. They'll only because you can't just have someone born at 40 years old. They'll always be born at zero. So numbers will only go down.
So when you're born, it's like, that's it. There's no one else that can be older than you.
Yeah, there's only a set number. That number will not go up. Oh my god.
It's actually crazy.
I hope these thoughts like inspire some like more interesting ones.
Yeah.
And like these ones keep you up. I bet these ones keep people up.
Yeah. So if anyone has any shower thoughts or late night thoughts that keep them up,
let us know.
We can get you on the pod. We can get you on the pod. We can
get some guests.
Little guests. Yeah. And we can have crazy ones.
Take some deep dives into those thoughts that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna hit you with like six crazy questions. We'll talk about them a little bit, but we're just gonna go. All right.
Okay. So even when a balloon is half inflated, it's completely full.
Completely full. Like,
so when you blow up a balloon, it could be,
it could, you could like not be at its max, but it would still be full of air. It should be full of air. Anyway, next one.
Yeah.
Does a straw have one hole or two? One hole or two.
Well, if you put your fingers in the middle of the straw and you clamp it, it's got two. But if you let go,
it's got one.
It's one.
What side do you want? I'm on one hole. I reckon it's got one hole. All right, next one.
Because you cut it twice, but it's one.
It's still one hole.
It's one thing.
All right. Millions of people are doing the exact same thing as you right now.
Damn. That's insane.
There are people out there filming a podcast
literally
on crazy deep like late literally night thoughts,
and it's like, boom, someone just died.
Yeah,
someone's born.
These ones are crazy.
That's insane. That's insane to me.
Yeah, those ones are crazy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay. Nothing. Oh my gosh. Nothing is on fire. Fire is on things.
Like
a building doesn't just set on fire. The fire gets on it. The fire.
That's
is
like
on
how
the
does fire generate?
Yeah.
Like, I know people like a lighter. How does the fire get out of a lighter?
The flames just on fire.
Literally.
Okay, next one.
Someone dreamt about you last night and you have no idea. So you were like the focus point of someone's dream. What if you like met someone in the store?
Oh my gosh. And they just dreamt about you. Because I've done that before. I've yeah. I've seen someone I've just thought about
that's
them at
like
night.
The thing when you say the people in your dreams are the only things that you've seen before. That's weird for me because I've seen
glue globs. Yeah. I've seen some interesting things in my dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one like made me emotional. I wonder what my dog named me.
That one hits home.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Because like, so my
it's
dog.
Actually, so sad.
My dog's Emily.
Yeah.
What if she calls me stupid idiot? Like,
I bet she does. But that's the thing. Do those two words even exist in her?
Yeah. Like, or is she calling me? Like, is she?
Someone's gonna crop that. It's gonna be you barking. Okay. All right. Oh, another thing about fire. Fire trucks are really just water trucks. So
oh, because they just hold water.
Yeah, they're not making fire, are they? They're getting rid of it.
Why don't we just call them? We just start being like, oh, water truck.
Water truck.
Must be a water truck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, well, I hope you have some fun thoughts there, but we're going to have to wrap it up now.
Yep, thank you for listening to our podcast, and we'll see you next time on
Walk and Talk.